Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God to be on this beautiful day that the Lord has created, a day that He prepared for His people. Good morning to the body of Christ. Good morning to the men and women in ministry and those who are able to hear the Word of God. We want to thank you. Thank God for blessing us to come into this beautiful day that He had planned for us to override, praise God, to know His Word and to cherish it day by day. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. We are in the hour, praise God, and I thank God that we need to take this hour, and in an hour, pray that any time, to give God the glory and to give Him praise. Because the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever. Yes, we need to take this day, praise God, to even to lift up our hand to our Heavenly Father and to praise Him. But God is good. And His mercy endures forever. But I truly thank God for allowing me on this Rosa Sharon Ministry to share the Word of God to those who are able to hear. Remember now, the Word of God say, He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto them. And we need to hear what God wants to tell us in this hour. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. God is so good, and His mercy endures forever. I praise His holy name. You ever stop and think, praise God, that one day, I thank God for Jesus, that the day will come, when Jesus will come. But before He come, praise God, He is testing every one of our faith and believing in His Word. And I thank God for the prayers, 3 a.m. And God do have people get up at that time, some at midnight, praying around the clock. Thank you, Jesus. In the world that we are facing right now, we are going through some trials and tribulations. We are going through some fiery tests. But it takes us to believe in God and to hold fast to His Word. We cannot throw in the towel, but we got to learn to trust God every step of the way, because God is good and His mercy endures forever. In the hours to come, praise God, we're going to be tested. We're going to be tried. But most of all, the Word of God in Book of Revelation, Jesus said, praise God, that our faith, it's going to be tried like fire. Be like pure as gold. And I thank God for our Son and our Lord in Jesus Christ. I thank God for my elder brother who gave himself, gave his life for every one of us. But if there are tests, praise God, in the time we are in, we are going through, praise God. But one thing about it, you're not alone. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. And I'm going into the book of Luke, the 12th chapter. And I thank God to be ready. And I want to say this, praise God. There's going to be some time, praise God, and some changes in the world we are in. And we're going to be facing a lot of challenges in our lives. And you can see what's going on. In government, in our sanctuary, in our homes, in our workplace, praise God, just general. of things that we're going to be facing in the time to come. But one thing about it, Jesus said in Mark the 11th chapter, have faith in God. And I truly thank God for the faith that he gives to us. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. You ever stop and think that one morning you might get up? And I thank God that you turn on the lights from when those of us, praise God, we get up in the middle of the night. And we might have to go to the restroom, or you might have to get up and get a glass of water, or something will come up. And you turn on the light switch, and you find out the light is not on. Then you want to say, what's going on? Praise God. You think that the bulb might blow out, or something wrong with the light switch. And then you try to fumble your way into the bathroom or wherever you want to plan on going. When you get up that time of morning, it still be night. Praise God, still be dark. Thank you, Jesus. But in the meantime, praise God, your mind's okay. Let me see. And then you don't have a flashlight, but you try to fumble your way, praise God, to get into where you're going. But then you be a surprise, praise God, when you realize that, okay, something's wrong. Then you might look at the window and you see your neighbor lights is not on. And then you get the concern. Then you might get able enough to say, you know what, let me call the light company and find out what's going on. And then here come the busy signal. The line getting busy, getting heavier. And then you finally get through and say, they're checking on something to see what's going on. They're checking to see if the grid has been overpowered or whatever. But you know what? I thank God for Jesus in his word and to be ready. And the Lord says, be dressed and ready for active service and keep your lamp continually burning. Be like men who are waiting for their master when he returns from the wedding feast, so that when he comes and knocks, they may immediately open the door for him. Bless, happy prosperity to be ashamed. Are these servants whom the master finds awake and watching when he arrives? I assure you and most solemnly say to you, he will prepare himself to service and will have them recline at the table and will come and wait on them. Whether he comes in the second watch, that means before midnight, or even in the third after midnight, and find them to so prepare me, preparing ready, the blessed are these servants. But he sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what time the thief was coming, he would have been awake and alert, would not have allowed his house to be broken into. And that's Matthew, the 24th chapter, 43rd and the 44th. What is Jesus saying to us? He's letting us know we need to be ready at all times. I gave you a parable. Like I said, you probably get up in the middle of the night, and you want to go to the bathroom, but what most people do, they turn on the lights. But if that light is not turning on, and you slip on the switch, and you did not see anything happening, that's a wake-up call. That's a wake-up call for every one of us. Because you don't know the day nor the hour when Jesus is coming. But the enemy is in operation. And we need to be ready at all times. You don't know the day nor the hour. But Jesus gave us a sign, a message here. We need to be ready not to take things for granted. Midnight, that's when people are always on their knees praying to God to protect them from the hand of the enemy. 3 a.m., God got those who are up, ready to work. Praise God. Hallelujah. They are in a mission. Praise God. They are under command of God to seek his face early in the morning, because the enemy works around the clock while we are laying down sleep. Did you not know the enemy is in operation? Before you get up in the morning, he already got his plan already set out to trap, to cripple, to handicap God's people. And we need to be ready. So when God gets you up at midnight, at 3 a.m., 5 a.m., come on, praise God, 6 a.m., that's your job to intercede, to seek the Lord, to prepare your house for the hand of the enemy. That's what the Lord said, watch and pray. Hallelujah. And be wise as a serpent, and be humble as a dove. Thank you, Lord. We need to be on guard at all times, because you don't know the day nor the hour when the Father will have Jesus to come. Remember, Jesus said, behold, I come as a thief. He that watches and keepeth his garment. And that's it. You watch and pray. Keep yourself lit up. Praise God. Keep your vessel full with the word of God. Intercede for those who don't know Jesus Christ. Intercede for your family. Intercede for your job. Intercede, praise God, for your city, your neighborhood. Intercede for the young people, people who don't know Jesus today. That's when we need to intercede, because the devil don't care. All he want is what he can get. And Jesus let us know he come to kill, steal, and destroy. But one thing about it, we got to keep our lamp full of God's word. And that's the oil. Praise God. The word of God is oil. We don't need to take nothing for granted. When you get up in the morning, you expect that light to turn on. Keep your flashlight next to you. And that's something, when your flashlight don't turn on, that means you did not change the battery in your flashlight. But one thing about it, we need to stop taking things for granted. We need to take God's word and his warning seriously. When he let us know through the mouth of the prophets, the mouth of the apostles, the mouth of the teacher, the mouth of the pastor, the mouth of the minister, the mouth of the mouth of teachers, hallelujah, we need to be ready at all times. So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, let's don't take things for granted. Make sure that your switch is on. Make sure your light, your vessel is full of the light of the word of God. May God bless you. May God keep you in this beautiful day that he created. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.